It's a great country.
It's a great country, and being there in spring was incredible.
Alright, where are you guys located?
In Amsterdam.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we originate from Bulgaria, but we are currently based in Amsterdam.
And what about the shirts? Because is it, what kind of dress shirts is it? Is it more like, if you heard of Mizzen and Main, the American brand?
Yeah, it's something similar to that, except
okay.
we are manufacturing the whole thing in Europe. So it's with European materials, and we are manufacturing them in Bulgaria. But it's something very similar to that. Yeah, we kind of got an inspiration from them, and then we just decided it's a product that we want to work on, and then we can do it in Europe as well.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So
very
maybe just to start,
give
us a quick introduction about yourself and what you're currently working on.
Okay, guys. So my name is Peter Larsson. I'm located in Gothenburg, Sweden. And what I'm doing is that I have a podcast and a lifestyle brand. And I call it a lifestyle brand because that's what I'm trying. I'm changing my lifestyle at the same time as I'm building the brand, so to speak. And the brand's name is FLAWD, Flawed. It's pronounced the same as flawed in English. And it's an acronym, and it stands for Focused Lifestyle and Winning Disciplines. And that sounds maybe like, oh, that was high and mighty, but that's where I'm going. So I'm trying to increase my focus. I'm trying to implement disciplines so that I can win in my life on my own terms. So that's pretty much what the brand and the podcast is all about. And I'm doing a similar thing to what you guys are doing. I'm reaching out to people that I find interesting or that I just stumble upon and ask them if they can take the time out of their day to talk to me. And then I share it like you guys do in a podcast.
And when did you start with this transition?
The idea was born around 2014 somewhere. And it's crazy, but I wanted to start a podcast with archery because I wanted to learn to shoot a bow. You know archery, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was going to call, because I saw this crazy in a YouTube video, a guy was jumping and shooting archers through apples and stuff. So I was like, oh, that would be cool.
Nice.
And I told my friend, like, oh, I want to start a podcast with archery. And he said, well, maybe you should think about that. Because I didn't know anything about archery. So then we started to shooting ideas. And then all of a sudden, I already had a website that was called Flawed. And then I thought to myself, maybe it can mean something else. And then Flawed was born all of a sudden. And then I tested out a pilot with my good friend Filipe and did a pilot podcast. And now we're episode 48 is going to be released tomorrow.
Nice.
So yeah.
You mentioned a lifestyle brand, except the podcast. What else do you do with it? Are there some products, some clothing?
Some clothing, yes. I experimented all the way back in 2007, I think. We started doing some t-shirts and stuff just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it never really took off. I think it's a very difficult market to... So I made some own t-shirts for myself. But what I'm doing now is what I'm really passionate about is that I created an online course, which is called Focused Productivity. So I love public speaking, and I also do a lot of training in CrossFit. So once a week, I give a CrossFit class, and I also have an online course, and I also have public speaking. So I go to companies and organizations to talk about productivity.
Nice.
So that is available on Teachable.
Right.
And if you heard about that platform, it's similar to Udemy, if you heard, or Coursera, if you heard about those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Familiar with those. Nice. And about your first podcast experience, I'm really curious to learn more about how did you come up with recording your very first episode? How did you feel about it? And what were the challenges maybe you were feeling when you're starting?
I was so nervous. But first of all, as we are doing now, if this turns out really bad and doesn't provide any value to anyone, we will just delete it. But I was still so nervous. And it was with my one of my best friends that I've known for, I don't know, 25 years or something. So we just had a Skype call, as we're having right now. And I had written like 5 pages of notes and smart questions that I was going to ask him. But we just, he pretty much, he told his life story.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to listen, but I was very focused on what's the next question going to be. What's the next question?
Right.
But I think the result turned out good. But now, when I look back, this is 2 or 3 years ago now, I'm a bit, you know, embarrassed. And I think you should be embarrassed with your first product.
That's super essential.
Otherwise, you launched too late.
Yeah, that's a very well-known saying in the tech world, especially.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it was Reid Hoffman who said that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Great. And how did you go about distributing your podcast and in particular also your equipment when you were just starting out? And if... also, how did you transition from the very first episode to what's your setup right now?
Yeah, so I started with just... I think it was the built-in mic in my laptop at the time, a Windows laptop, maybe a headset for my phone, and just Skype. So that was the first setup. And then once it was done, I edited it in, I can't remember the program, but then I added it to SoundCloud and just launched it on my SoundCloud page, because that was free at the time. I'm not sure if it's free now. Just to see the response, and because so we have so many mutual friends, we had like in the first 3 days we had 100 listeners or something, and that was huge for us at the time.
Yeah.
So we were like laughing, and got the great feedback. And then I started small incremental steps, and I'm not finished in a long shot with gears and so on. And I think I'm the wrong person, because now what I have is a Yeti mic that I bought. And I also, when I'm doing seminars and webinars and public speaking, I'm using lava mic. Have you heard of it?
No.
Like, it's like a very small mic that I put on my shirt and record the audio on a separate phone or a device.
Yeah.
And then I edit it all in I use Audacity on my Mac.
I see. How do you go about planning the podcast, and do you do it on a separate day every week, or is it, how's the timing of that?
Yeah, so in the beginning it was just ad hoc when I got time, but now I'm very peculiar with my time, so I try to schedule podcasts from Monday to Wednesdays, and then I do editing all other days, depending on. And then every fourth week I have what I call a recharge week. It's very important to not do anything, or to just do, because I'm a productivity nerd, you know, every fourth week you have all these projects. Are you familiar with the GTD or Getting Things Done, or any other framework for productivity?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's very important that you finish what you started, and sometimes you have all these thoughts, all these great ideas, but it's like 10, 5, 3% left, but you never finish them. And then they're just there clogging up your Evernote or whatever system you use. So every fourth week, I have no meetings, no podcasts, try to work. I have a normal job as well. So I try to work from home if possible, and just crunch, you know, we call it Tabadores. So have you heard of Pomodoro, the Pomodoro technique?
Yes, when you bunch up separate amounts of time into different periods.
Correct. It's like 25 minutes is the standard. And then Tabata, have you heard about that?
Yes, but I'm not really...
Is that a workout?
Yes, yeah. It's a workout. So it's eight sets of... let me think. It's 30 seconds for is it 30 seconds?
I think it's four minutes and 10
it's
seconds.
It's 4 minutes. So it's 20 seconds on and then 10 seconds rest.
Yeah.
So if you combine the two, Tabadore, I learned this from my good friend Michel Vos, who also, he lives in the Netherlands. He also has a podcast, and he's into biohacking and all these cool stuff. He was in my episode 8. If your listeners wanna listen to it, we can link to it perhaps.
Yeah.
We'll yes.
It's in English. It's great. But he taught me like 2 months ago or something to combine Tabata and Pomodoro. So you do 8 Tabatas during a day and call it Tabadores. And you really crunch in what you really have to do. Let's say that you want to edit 3 podcasts in a day. How will you do it? Well, do it in a Tabadore. So that's a great productivity tip for the recharge week, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And that's fourth week.
Yeah, if necessary. It's not that I do a Tabadore every day during that week, but if I need to, that's a good strategy to have. Otherwise, I try to do the Pomodoro technique. It's just, usually it's enough 1 or 2, maybe 3 Pomodoros to get something done, but it depends on the task, of course.
So what are some tips that you would give to our audience when it comes to time management or increasing productivity?
Yes, I just say, since I have a course, this is what I really love to talk about, so thank you for the question. I would say, do one thing. And it's also a book with the same name by, I think, Grant Cardone. No, we will link to it. But it's called The One Thing. And you can sum it up with 2 sentences. What you can ask yourself in the morning or the day before, what's the one thing that I can do now which will make everything else easier or unnecessary? And then you do that one thing. And you are not allowed to do anything else unless your one thing is done.
Is that per day?
That's per day.
Per day.
And you should aim, because you have a life. You know, you have perhaps a partner, a podcast, you have obligations at home or at work. But if you focus on just doing one thing every day, you will have, you know, the snowball effect. So you will increase over time. And if you do your one thing, perhaps, and I recommend, as well as Michel Voss, to do it before double digits. And double digits means 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. in the morning. So if you do your one thing, then you're free. Then you can have a 2 thing, a 3 thing, a 4 thing, and so on. But you should select one thing. Otherwise, you know, I guess you guys, Marina and Julianne, that you have so many ideas with your shirts, your podcast, you want to do everything, but if you do everything, you get nothing done, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So focus on one thing first. And then you earn the right to do your second thing.
Is that one thing consistent every day, or is it every day individual thing?
No, it can be any. Today, perhaps it's just, I don't know, cleaning the house. Tomorrow, it's editing a podcast. On the third day, maybe it is contacting leads for your company. The fifth day, maybe it's writing a sales letter or a newsletter for your website, and so on. But it's, you remember the question, what's my one thing that will make everything else easier or unnecessary?
See?
Right.
So, yeah, that's great. Yeah. And you can also, if you, I suggest to your audience, if they don't want to listen to my podcast, they can read the book. It's a great book. And they also launched a podcast not long ago called The One Thing. And that's really motivating and inspiring. So I would suggest that they add that to their listening. It's in English, so they can add that in their listening feed.
We'll definitely make sure we add it and link it in the show notes after that. You mentioned you have to earn your second thing before double digits. Does that mean that you're an early riser?
I'll try to be. I can say these days I'm not an early riser as I used to be, but... I don't know, 5 years ago, I was in what we call 5 o'clock club. That means you go up 5:00 in the morning, 5 a.m. in the morning, very early. And then you can do your one thing. Then you can do probably 5 things. But now I'm later to bed, and it's not working for me anymore. What about you guys? Are you early risers? Or?
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
Actually, also 5 a.m. Risers.
Ah, I see.
But how would you say that maybe getting up early in the morning, working out, nutrition, sleep, how would you say that ties into being more productive?
Well, yes, it's in my online course, we call it the peak performance triangle. And I can send you a picture on email so you can edit. But if you imagine a triangle for the listeners, so you have a you're looking at the pyramid if you've been to Egypt. So at the bottom of the pyramid, it's physical. It's your physical state. If you don't take care of your physical body, how else would your body, everything else will not work? So it's a very good biohack to take care of your body, move it. You don't have to run marathons every day, but just move it. And I think it's Darren Hardy who said, your body is like a walking billboard. It's like a big commercial for who you are. So if you're really, really overweight, sorry for my English here, English is not my native language. If you're really overweight, you will send signals, even if it shouldn't be like that. You will send signals that you don't care, that you're a sloppy person, that you are, you don't have to be like have a six pack or an eight pack abs, but you need to be, to signal that you are in shape. That's just one thing. So take care of your body also, because if you're depressed, the best way to fight depression is to move your body. We're built to move. There's a great TED talk by Daniel Volpert, and he theorized that our body's brain, or our brain, was developed because we started to move. Mm. We lived, you know, in as apes, and then we started to move and walk, and then that was very advanced. Then we started to use our hands, that was even more advanced. Then we needed something to use this very advanced systems, and our brain developed. And now when we're born, you know, we can't even do anything before we're like 5 years old. So we're very vulnerable, and that's because we have such a big brain. Other animals, you know, they're born and they can run directly, like horses or something like that. Okay, mm-hmm. So back to the triangle. So you have focus on the left side of the triangle. So if you cannot focus, because now we're living in the attention economy, and you can just look at your phone or when you're in meetings, and so it says pling plong on Facebook, it's all these notifications, you get distracted. And remember what we talked about before, one thing. And if you have, I'm just going to check my email when I wake up, I'm just going to check Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and so on, then you're stuck and your attention is lost. So focus on what you want to focus about and choose your distractions. And then on the right side of the pyramid, you have mental. And that's the mental framework that you have. How do you talk to yourself? Are you feeling gratitude? There's 8 mental strategies that we learn in the course. And one of them is gratitude, of course. But the first one is presence. How can I be here when I'm talking to you guys? So I try to be really here with you, listening to myself, listening to you. Thinking about how can I provide value to your listeners? What do I want them to do after they have listened to this? And that's my mental state at the moment. And that can be programmed, of course. But it takes a bit time, and you have to have perseverance, and you have to know what you want to get out of life or what you want to get out of the day. So, yeah. Does it make sense?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Perfect.
And I want to ask you a question that actually we asked in our very first episode of our podcast that we also recorded with a very close friend of ours. And the question was, how do you optimize yourself for energy?
Okay. How to optimize yourself for energy?
To be energetic, yeah. To have energy.
Because, time is the most important and precious asset that we have, but if you don't have the energy to do anything with this time, I believe then no matter how much time you have, it's going to be wasted. So
exactly,
how do you optimize for that?
Yeah, so, I mean, when I started my journey to optimize myself, when I was roughly 25 years old, I had not a depression, but it was a deep, dark time in my life. So I started to read, and I started to realize when I read these books like Robin Sharma, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, and so on, that I can change my mindset, and I can also try to move. So I would say, change your mindset, think, and I mean, there's challenges for this, but if you have gratitude, I mean, we are so blessed. Blessed is perhaps not a good word, but we're so fortunate. You guys that are talking to me, we live in Europe, one of the best parts of the world. It's free countries. We can say and do whatever we want. We can choose. There's so many. I think it's like 80% of the people in the world don't have it as good as we have. We even have the time now to record a podcast. So I would say that would be the first step to think about gratitude and be grateful for what you have. And I think the second thing to optimize would be move. And whatever you like to do, badminton, CrossFit, as I like to do, yoga, running, that is a great way to optimize yourself. Then there's all these biohacks. I mean, I do so many protocols, meditation, but I would say gratitude and movement.
And can you give some tips to someone who wants to practice or try to mimic this as well, especially the part about gratitude? Because It's definitely an essential thing. Both of us are really, really very, grateful people and really open-minded and in the moment and really appreciative of everything that we've got and the people around us. But for somebody who is just starting out and maybe is in this place in time in their life that they want to make a certain change, what would be some practical advice on practicing gratitude?
Yeah. I would say start a journal, start to write things down. And I would say a small step, don't overdo it in the beginning, start very small. So if the listeners can promise me to buy a piece of paper and a pen and every day force themselves, maybe it can be their one thing for, I don't know, a month, 30 days, maybe even a week, write down three things that you're grateful for. And it can be silly things like that you have water, that you have a job, that you can breathe, that you're here right now in these exponential times, that you can pretty much learn anything. Just open a web page, Google it, and you will learn. That wasn't even possible 30 years ago. So those things, you can start with that, and then you can, only three things. Force yourself. So that would be great. And I would, if you guys listening have kids, I would suggest that you try to learn your kids this practice as well.
That's fantastic. Peter, we're closely running out of time a little bit to the slot that we have allocated. Julian has a question for you.
Just one last question. If you have one thing to say to our audience, what would it be?
Well, I would say let me think. give me a second.
Sure, take your time.
No worries.
I would say move. Just move.
It's a good message.
It's a very good message. And Peter, before we say goodbye, where can people find out more about you, the work that you're doing? Any handles or projects that you want to mention?
Yes, thank you for that question. You can find me on flawd.se, flawd.se. My podcast is called The Flawed Podcast. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, Android, and so on. And my handle on all the socials is This Is Flawed. This is flawd.
Nice.
Perfect. Well, Peter, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We seem to be very like-minded. Really, you're very smart, very wise.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know about that.
You're on the right track, at least.
Maybe.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks again for stopping by, for the chat, for the time. And maybe we can do part-time sometime in the future again.
Yes, sure. If your listeners like it, I will be up for it anytime.
I'm sure they will.
Then I will have a better connectivity. I didn't know that we were going to do a podcast now. So.
Yeah, no worries. We improvised, I think, pretty well.
Yes, I think it went fine.
Yeah. I think it went fine, and there's a lot of value for sure for our listeners. A very practical episode with a lot of actionable tips.
When will it come out?
It will be out in about 2 weeks on a Friday. We'll let you know in advance and send you all the links and tag you everywhere.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Peter. Have a good evening, and talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Peter.